91X News.
It's 7 degrees and cloudy at 4 o'clock. From the QNET Newsroom, good afternoon. I'm Sabrina MacDonald. President Donald Trump says he feels very badly for his former National Security Advisor, Michael Flynn, who last week pleaded guilty to lying to the FBI. The president says it's very unfair how Flynn has been treated, adding that it's like they ruined his life. Trump tried to contrast Flynn's treatment with that of his Democratic presidential rival, Hillary Clinton, whom he says lied many times to the FBI and nothing happened. Trump spoke to reporters on Monday as he departed the White House to head to Utah. Trump fired Flynn for lying to Vice President Mike Pence about his contacts with Russia. He pleaded guilty to lying to the FBI about reaching out to the Russians on Trump's behalf. He is cooperating with Special Counsel Robert Mueller's investigation. The Ontario government says it's increasing its spending on bike lanes across the province. Transportation Minister Stephen Del Duca says the province is spending $93 million, up from a previously announced $45 million this year, to help 120 communities build bike lanes and biking infrastructure across Ontario. The spending comes from under a four-year municipal commuter plan designed to help Ontario reach its greenhouse gas reduction targets. Toronto will receive $25.6 million of the funding and will use it to expand the city's bike share system, adding up to 300 new locations with 3,000 bikes. The funding for the program is drawn from the proceeds of Ontario's cap and trade program. The province estimates that about 1.5 million people in Ontario use their bikes at least once a week during the spring, summer, and fall. Ontario Premier Kathleen Wynne says Johnson Electric will invest more than $350 million in new equipment and capacity in Ontario, which she says is expected to create 326 new jobs. Wynne, who is on trade mission to China and Vietnam, made the announcement from Hong Kong, where Johnson Electric is based. She says the company, which makes electric motors and mechanical parts for automotive manufacturing, will invest the money in the Greater Toronto and Hamilton area. It will support the development of electrical auto manufacturing through the purchase of new equipment and will establish a global center of excellence for e-pump development. Wynne says Ontario has committed up to $24.1 million to the initiative through the Jobs and Prosperity Fund, which provides government funding to businesses. The new agreement is in addition to nearly $2 billion in agreements between Ontario and Chinese companies that Wynne previously said the trip secured. A Quebec City woman is facing animal cruelty charges after being denounced for videos posted on social media. Police say the woman in her 20s was arrested at her apartment and released under a promise to appear at a later date. Two dogs and a cat found in the home were seized and put in the care of a local animal refuge. Police say they are recommending charges of animal cruelty and bestiality because they believe there was a sexual act between a human and an animal. Spokeswoman Cindy Pear says police received numerous 911 calls about 7 p.m. on Thursday about videos being shared on social media sites. Just an hour later, police arrested the woman. A group of injured veterans has suffered a major setback in a landmark legal battle with the federal government.
The six veterans allege they've been unfairly treated because of a major overhaul in 2006 to the way the government compensates those injured in the line of service. The changes included replacing lifelong disability pensions with a lump sum payment, career training, and targeted income support. A BC Supreme Court justice ruled in 2014 that there was enough merit for the case to proceed to trial, but the BC Court of Appeal today struck down the veterans' claim in its entirety after the federal government appealed the lower court's decision. Terry Pedwell, The Canadian Press, Ottawa.
Mayor John Tory announces 400 new homeless shelter beds to open in coming weeks. Toronto Mayor John Tory announced Sunday that the city will open 400 new homeless shelter beds to combat an urgent need for housing during the winter. The plan will increase the number of beds in current shelters and use additional motel rooms in the city to house families and individuals. Tory said in a statement that some of the beds would be ready in a matter of days and all 400 should be available in the coming weeks. The extra spaces are estimated to cost $10 million, which will be coming out of the city's rainy day funds, according to Tory. The city expects to have 5,601 beds available by the end of the year, over 1,000 more than what it offered 2 years ago. Tory also announced that the city will be expanding the construction of 3 new permanent homeless shelters, which will now open next year instead of 2019 as previously scheduled. A grieving mother wiped back tears today as she told in a public inquiry about the torment of losing her daughter. Anita Ross was the first witness to testify at the start of 3 days of hearings in Thunder Bay, Ontario, of the National Inquiry into Missing and Murdered Indigenous Women and Girls. Ross spoke of her mourning despair the evening her 16-year-old daughter, Delaine Copenice, disappeared in February of last year. The Kenora, Ontario woman says her daughter went for a walk with other teens and never returned, and the Ontario Provincial Police were initially dismissive of her concerns, suggesting the girl was probably just drunk somewhere. Ross says she felt she couldn't trust most of the provincial police officers she had to deal with and that they seemed indifferent to her anguish. Police called off their search after 14 days and Delaine's body was found in Lake of Woods several weeks after she went missing. The coroner decided the teen had drowned with no evidence of foul play and there would be no inquest. Ross says her daughter showed signs of bruising and no bloating. About 50 members and survivors are due to tell stories during 2 days of public hearings and a third day of private submissions in Thunder Bay. That's QNET News on 91X to 4:06 p.m. Sports is next.
A message from Quinty Waste Solutions.
How do you recycle glass? First of all, if the glass can be refunded at the beer store or LCBO, this is the best way to recycle glass bottles and jugs. For things like jars, residents can place glass items on top of the fibrous glue box. The important thing to remember with glass is that if it is broken, it must go in the garbage, or else it poses a safety risk for our drivers. Glass has to be visible so it can be separated properly instead of getting broken in the truck. Thank you for taking the time to recycle your glass with care.
This has been a message from Quinty Waste Solutions.
Good afternoon, I'm Sabrina MacDonald with QNET Sports. Turning to Ontario College Sports, in OCAA volleyball, the Lady Lancers go into their mid-season break with a record of 8 wins and 1 loss. That puts them in a tie for first place with Algonquin College in the East Division. On the men's side, the Lancers have 1 win against 8 losses. Both volleyball teams next play on January 13th when they host George Brown College. The Loyalist basketball teams are also on a break until January 12th. When they host Centennial College. The Lady Lancers basketball team has 5 wins and 3 losses. The men's team have 4 wins and 6 losses. Turning now to the Ontario Junior Hockey League. Just one game tonight, the Pickering Panthers take on the Cobourg Cougars. And finally, in the American Hockey League, the Belleville Senators lost both of their weekend games. They host the Syracuse Crunch at the Yardman Arena on Friday. The Montreal Canadiens keep on rolling. Paul Byron got his first career hat trick as Montreal downed the Detroit Red Wings 10-1 to pick up a 5th straight victory. Paul Byron picked up his first hat trick. Byron says it was inevitable that the goals would come sooner or later.
This group is pretty strong mentally, and we knew it was just a matter of time before they'd start going in. And obviously not, you're obviously not going to score 10 every night, but if we can just focus on not giving up too many goals, carry a net, I think we have a chance to win every time we play.
Toronto FC coach Greg Vanney says while Seattle is the class of the Western Conference, the Sounders have not endured the same tough playoff run that his team has in the East. The two teams face off December 9th in the MLS Cup Final for the second straight year.
Obviously, Seattle is the class of the Western Conference. Honestly, I just felt like as I watched the Western Conference games through the course of the playoffs, I just think they weren't nearly as intense or as high speed or as hotly contested as the Eastern Conference. And I think that's how the whole season was, to be honest.
Another home win for the Raptors. DeMar DeRozan scored 26 points to lead Toronto to a 120-115 win over Indiana. Pacers guard Victor Oladipo says they weren't very strong defensively.
Yeah, we missed shots, yeah. We could have maybe took better shot selections, but at the end of the day, you know, we can really control a lot on that end, and we didn't do that great of a job tonight.
Former NBA player Kermit Washington has pleaded guilty to charges accusing him of spending thousands of dollars in donations to a charity for his personal use. Washington, who played for several NBA teams in the 1970s and 1980s, was scheduled for trial Monday in federal court in Kansas City, Missouri. Instead, he pleaded guilty Friday to 2 counts of making a false statement in a tax return and 1 count of aggravated identity theft. Washington was best known for throwing a punch that seriously injured Houston Rockets player Rudy Tomjanovich during a 1977 game. Prosecutors say Washington of Las Vegas referred professional athletes to a California attorney who filed workers' compensation claims for them and then made donations to Washington's charity. Washington used about $155,000 from the charity for personal expenses. Steph Curry scored 30 points in 30 minutes. Kevin Durant added 24, and the Golden State Warriors rode a big third quarter run to pull away and beat the Miami Heat 123-95. Heat guard Goran Dragic said it doesn't matter who leads the team in scoring if Miami loses.
I don't care about that, you know, even if the shot didn't go, even if the shot go in, we still lost the game. So, the most important thing is winning. So, of course, it's nice to see the ball goes in, but that doesn't mean nothing if you lose by 30, 40.
Send us your team or league scores. Email qnetnewsdesk@gmail.com. The forecast for Belleville is cloudy with a high of 7. Tonight it is expected for 40% of showers. Periods of rain beginning with a low of 6. At 4:11 p.m., this is QNET News on the air on 91X and online at qnetnews.ca. Remember to follow us on Twitter and like us on Facebook. I'm Sabrina MacDonald, QNET News, News on 91X, next at 5.